This is the beginning of the most audacious move yet to try and break the siege of Gaza. Thousands of people turned out to bid the Turkish vessels farewell. In fact, there were so many well-wishers that the seaport was overwhelmed, and many were forced to stand outside the barriers. Others, meanwhile, boarded smaller boats behind the ship to show their support. Inside, the organizers from many different countries outlined their reasons for joining the project and warned Israel not to interfere with the aid mission.
I would like to convey a message, a very strong message. Even though if the Israel attack us, even though if they stop us, if we have to swim, we will swim to Gaza.
Overlooking the crowds, the passenger ship bought and loaded with aid by the Turkish Humanitarian Foundation, known as the IHH, prepared for launch. While it has a capacity of around 700 passengers, for now it's being manned by a skeleton crew.
From here, the aid ships will go east to be loaded with more aid. Then the passengers, including Press TV, will join them, and together with a total of 9 ships, they will sail to the Gaza Strip.
It's a perilous mission. Israel, which uses its navy to enforce the siege on water around the Gaza Strip, has told the aid ships not to come. While previous boats have made it to Gaza, others have been stopped by the Israeli navy, which has used force. The organizers argue that they will be crossing international waters and entering Palestinian waters directly. They do not want a confrontation with the Israelis and believe Israel has no legal right to stop them.
We believe that we are upholding international law, that we are doing what our governments are not, and that is really time for civil society, you know, human rights organizations and popular movements across the world to mobilize and organize with an efficacy and strategy that perhaps we haven't done until now.
There are dozens of nationalities involved in this effort. Significant amounts of aid have been donated by grassroots organizations in many countries, including Ireland, Turkey, Greece, Sweden, the UK, Malaysia, Indonesia, Kuwait, and others. The actual journey to Gaza is expected to take 2 to 3 days and is scheduled to begin on Tuesday, when all 9 ships will meet at a gathering point near Cyprus. From there on, nobody is entirely sure what to expect, as nobody really knows what the Israeli military is planning. Hasan Ghani, Press TV, Istanbul.